This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and Germany advised their nationals in Afghanistan to avoid traveling to Kabul airport on Saturday, citing security risks as thousands gathered trying to flee the country, with one official saying there is a threat from the Islamic State group. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations, the official says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered up by the military. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the Islamic State group threat, but described it as significant. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Taliban official has said the group will be accountable for its actions and probe any reports of wrongdoing by its members as the militant group's leader arrived in Kabul. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The Taliban will be accountable for its actions and will investigate reports of reprisals and atrocities carried out by members, a Taliban official told Reuters on Saturday. He also confirmed that Taliban co-founder Mullah Baradar has arrived in the Afghan capital, Kabul, for talks with militant commanders, former government leaders, and religious scholars. In the weeks since the Taliban's lightning takeover of the country, individual Afghans and international aid and advocacy groups have reported harsh retaliation against protests and roundups of those who formerly held government positions, criticized the Taliban, or worked with Americans.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. East Coast is bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Henri as it threatened to bring fierce winds and heavy rains that could cause dangerous storm surge and flooding across the region. Parts of Long Island, New York, and New Haven, Connecticut were under hurricane and storm surge warnings on Saturday. Other parts of New England, such as Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, were under surge and tropical storm watches and warnings. In a National Hurricane Center briefing, Director Ken Graham said storm surge would be an issue for communities along the Northeast coast.
Places like Cape Cod, 2 to 4 feet. Looking at Nantucket Sound, Buzzards Bay, Narragansett Bay, 3 to 5 feet of storm surge, not just on the coast, but stretching in some of the bays.
If Henri strikes southeast New England as a hurricane, it would be the first direct hurricane landfall since Bob, almost to the date in 1991. That storm killed 17 people and caused more than $1.5 billion in damage. Hurricane Grace battered Mexico with torrential rain and howling winds early Saturday, causing power outages, flooding, and downing trees after becoming one of the most powerful storms in years to hit the country's Gulf Coast. Grace was whipping up maximum sustained winds of 201 kilometers per hour, a Category 3 hurricane when it slammed into the coast near the resort of Tecoluta in Veracruz State in the early morning Saturday. At least 8 people were reported killed by the storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that through Sunday, Grace would dump between 15 and 30 centimeters of rain over swaths of central and eastern Mexico and up to 47 centimeters in some areas. The Hurricane Center said heavy rainfall would likely cause areas of flash and urban flooding. Chad's government announced Saturday it is to cut in half its contingent in a multinational G5 Sahel force in the troubled Three Borders region of Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso, recalling 600 soldiers. Chad's 1,200-strong contingent was deployed to the area to fight jihadists, part of a force to which all 5 of the Sahel region countries have contributed since 2017. A government spokesman said Saturday the commitment to fighting the jihadists remains intact. France, also heavily involved in the Sahel, recently announced it was cutting its military presence in the region from around 5,000 to about 3,000 troops. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.